Okay, this is a special meeting of the Derby Inland Wetlands Agency. The date today is June 24th, and we're starting at 5:30. I'll call the meeting to order. It's 5:34, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America, to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. I think I see Jennifer.
Yep.
Okay, very good. We have Jennifer. Ryan's our engineer. Jason Miller is a member of the agency. We have our enforcement officer, Sarah Kelly, also president, and Jennifer DeRoche is also a member. And I believe Mark Garfalo is just kind of moderating the meeting for us as well.
And I'm Gary Lipson with EPA. And I'm not seeing my Kara and Adam on my contractors that have been working on the permits. I'm not sure why. So they were aware that it was a 5:30 start. So hopefully, I don't want to hold you up. So hopefully we could proceed without them. So,
okay. It's a weird time.
By the way, for the special meeting, I really appreciate that. So thank you.
Okay. The application that we're speaking of was submitted by Gary Lipson, US EPA, for property owner Everetti McCollum Company, Inc., location 134 Roosevelt Drive, Derby, Connecticut, also known as Lot 1, tax map number 9-4. Purpose of the proposed activity: to eliminate discharges of number 6 fuel oil from the tail race into the Housatonic River. This will be done through the excavation of contaminated tail race sediments, backfilling of tail race with low permeability fill, installation of sheet pile wall, and installation of an oil recovery trench, upgrading of the sheet pile wall. A vote is possible tonight. Gary, do you want to give us an overview?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Mark Garfalo, I just want to let the record reflect that Mr. Bowers has entered the room at 5:35 p.m.
Oh, very good. I didn't see that. How you doing, Ray?
Good. I'm sorry I'm late, Paul.
Gary, maybe you can just give us an overview again of the project.
Yep. This began, oh boy, over 25 years ago with oil getting into the Housatonic. The DEP and EPA did some kind of extensive work digging up the shoreline, bringing in clean fill, putting in a collection well and tank. That was fine for a couple of years. Oil came out again. They were actually able to trace it to a large historical tank that was actually located on the other side of the building, you know, probably 300 feet away. The oil had apparently migrated under the ground, along the street, under the foundation for, you know, 50 to 100 years. Still to this point, unknown how much oil actually leaks into the ground. They use a lot of number 6 industrial oil at the time. Very inefficient boilers. When they actually dug up one of the large tanks, it was just filled with holes and rot. So clearly there'd been a lot of oil on the ground over the years. So EPA has been involved for over 25 years. And after going back and forth, trying a lot of false steps, a lot of solutions, trying to get the facility back online, it was decided along with the Coast Guard. And I say the Coast Guard because the U.S. Coast Guard are the ones that administer the Oil Pollution Act fund that funds these kind of cleanups on behalf of the federal government. So with working with the Coast Guard and the DEP, we decided that we really have no choice but to shut down the facility. So the work that we're talking about is part of the shutdown. The real beginning of that shutdown was removal of the turbines and the generators that were inside the building. Roughly a month ago, we filled the two penstocks, which were the two large underground pipes that brought water through the facility from the canal located across Route 34. That water was what was powered the turbines and produced the electric. So because those pipes are going to be there forever, We didn't want to see them rotting away since there's no movement of water through there at all. And they were going to be hollow. So we filled them with a flowable fill concrete that'll prevent any water from coming into the pipes. In addition, there's steel plates that are welded on the ends of the these pipes on the canal side. So no water will be getting in from the canal through the facility. So the next step we're talking about is driving a sheet pile wall around the tail race of the facility. That will impede any water flow other than groundwater coming in from the river. Once we're able to kind of cut off that whole lower area of the tail race with the sheet pile wall, we're gonna excavate a minor amount of very oiled sediment and rock from the base of the tail race, dewatering it the whole time, treating the water and discharging with an NPDES permit once everything tests out all right. Then we'll be filling the tail race with a flowable fill concrete type material that'll make pretty much a solid monolith, the goal is to keep any of the oil still under the foundation subsurface, you know, back of that large block. So a combination of filling the tail race, the sheet pile wall, and the final major step will be, I just lost everybody. Hang on one second. All right, I have no idea how to go back to you.
You're fine. Just click on the bottom of your screen.
Okay, so all I'm seeing is the schedule in front of me. Anyway, the final step will also be the installation of a passive oil collection trench on the building side of the sheet pile. And that'll be simply to, over the years, anybody will be able to go out, open up a manhole and see if any oil has migrated through the land, through all the fill material that we're using, and we'll be able to suck it off of the surface water within this collection trench prior to it getting to the river. So there's a number of safeguards built in to keep oil permanently out from getting into the river. So that's kind of the basis of the project that we're discussing.
And I think we all received your PowerPoint presentation from the last meeting. Did every member receive that or?
Yep.
Yes, forward it to everybody. Yep.
Brian, any comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. So we prepared a comment letter with, I'd say, some questions we had about based on revised plans and some clarification on a couple items, which Nobis Group, which is the consulting engineer that is working with Gary and the EPA in this, they provided responses to our comments and revised plans. And I think really they clarified for us with the soil report that the tail race is a regulated water course. So we did ask that they provide the square footage of the water course that's going to be filled as part of this application. The area of activity within the upland review area, again, just for bookkeeping purposes, and also whether or not the penstocks or the pipes that delivered water from the canal to the treatment plant or to the power plant rather were in fact closed off previously, which Gary was able to confirm that was done some 7 or 8 years ago. And the filling of the pipes just occurred recently, but the pipes have been inactive and not conveyed any water for that 7 or 8 year period. So we're satisfied that they've met all of our comments. And I believe they stated at the last meeting that there will be DEEP and EP, I'm sorry, yeah, Army Corps of Engineer permits that will be needed. Is that accurate, Gary?
That is accurate, yep.
Okay. All right, and so with that, I think we're satisfied.
Do any of the other members have any questions for the applicant?
I don't.
I'm just glad they're getting rid of the slimy rocks that are there.
It's pretty ugly right now. I hope it's going to be an improvement when we're done, visually anyway.
Brian, I know you prepared a motion. Did you want to review that?
I'd be happy to read it for the members. It was in your packet that I emailed out earlier, but as a draft motion that the City of Derby Inland Wetlands Agency, having considered the factors pursuant in Section 10 of the regulations, and after review of written and verbal information provided by the applicant, commission members, and city staff, finds the following. One, on May 20th, Gary Lipson of the Environmental Protection Agency submitted an application for activities in and within 50 feet of the wetlands and watercourses and other upland areas adjacent to the wetlands. The activities associated with the removal of contaminated soil, filling of a tail race, installation of a sheep pile wall, and an oil recovery system upgrading of the sheep pile wall. Two, a wetland watercourse report has been prepared which identified the existing site conditions. Three, there will be a total of 1,200 square feet of direct wetland impacts to remove contaminated sediment and fill the tail race, and 22,000 square feet of disturbance within the 50-foot regulated upland review area for the purpose of regrading, installation of the sheep pile wall, oil recovery system, and associated activities. Four, that this application is not a significant activity in accordance with the definition of significant activity as found in the regulations and will require a summary ruling. Five, sedimentation and erosion control measures have also been incorporated into the design, including sediment filter fence, permanent sheet piling, construction sequencing, turbidity curtains, etc. Information was provided by the applicant, city staff, agency members, and agency members during the regularly scheduled meeting on June 9th, 2021, and the special meeting on June 24th, 2021. My draft indicated that there was input from the general public. This was not a public hearing, so I will strike that from the draft. Therefore, the agency moves to approve application as presented. In addition to the requirements listed in sections 11.9, 12, and 13 of the regulations, the following stipulations also apply. One, prior to any construction activities covered by this permit, the applicant shall install all sediment erosion control measures indicated on the above referenced plans. Two, as the project site is subject to flooding, the contractor shall monitor weather forecasts and stabilize the construction site and remove equipment from flood-prone areas in the event of flood warnings. All work is to be performed in conformance with the erosion control narrative and construction sequence in the reference documents. Three, in accordance with 17.1 of the regulations, the applicant shall obtain all required approvals from the Connecticut DEEP and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, or provide documentation that no approvals are needed prior to the start of construction. Four, all maintenance and refueling of equipment and vehicles shall be performed at least 50 feet or as far as practical from all wetlands. Five, all disturbed areas in the site not directly required for construction activities shall be temporarily hayed and seeded until permanent vegetation is established. And then numbers 6 through 11 are all standard requirements. So I'm not going to read them on the record, but Gary, just for your information, I'll email this over to you. They refer to standard requirements for erosion control inspections, and that any modifications to the plans need to be presented to the agency, et cetera, et cetera. So if anyone wants me to read all through those, I will, but I'm sure we all want to wrap this up.
Okay, I'll ask one last time. Does anyone have any questions?
No.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion on the application.
A motion, we accept it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
As read by Ryan.
Yeah, and I'll second.
And Jason seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, your application's approved, Gary. Good luck.
Great. Thanks very much. And I'm going to actually be there next Tuesday. So if anybody wants to get out of the house or out of the office, you're welcome to come by for a tour. It's actually a fascinating place. It's not a lot of property there, but there's a lot going on. Okay. So you're welcome to come by and say hello. We'll give you a little tour.
What time Tuesday?
That'll be on Tuesday.
All day, or is there?
I'll be there at 9. So anytime at 9 to, let's say, 12, I'll definitely be there.
Sarah,
so you're welcome to stop by.
You may want to stop by, Sarah.
Yeah, I instead of availability.
I stopped there today and looked at it. They've done a lot, but there's a lot more to go.
Did you go onto the property or just kind of from the street level?
No, we went down around and back, and we actually talked to somebody there, and he explained everything, the same thing that you said. And he was pointing it out so I can kind of like picture it a little bit better.
Oh, that's probably, was that Blake, my contractor?
He was from the EPA. I didn't ask his name, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, no, it was probably my contractor that's working down there. He's in the process of getting all the bids out for the sheet piling and the concrete work and everything.
Bids, yes.
So, excellent.
Gary, you said Tuesday? Is that what you said, Tuesday?
Yep, either? Tuesday the 29th.
Well, I'll try to stop down.
Excellent. Good.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Now, so, Ryan, you just get in touch with Kara now with Novus. I don't know if she gets a signed document from you guys or how that works.
We can typically the approval is included within the minutes of the meeting, but I can email you. I just gotta tweak the draft a little bit.
Okay.
I'll email
that's
it
great.
To email it out to you tomorrow. And this meeting will be posted on the city website as well.
Very good. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, again, thank you for the special meeting. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. Let's see, next item on the agenda. Public portion of our meeting. I think we have one member of the public. Haven't heard anything as far as any comments, but okay. No public portion. Approval, I put on here approval of prior meeting minutes. I'm not aware of any that have come in or that are available at the moment. And then finally, payment of bills. And I know Ryan did forward us.
No, Mr. Chairman, I think we...
You already took care of those?
Yeah, we took care of them at the last meeting. There's no new invoices.
Okay.
Those were copies, I think, that Mark sent out to everyone.
Okay.
That were the same ones reviewed at the
okay.
June 9th meeting.
Okay, there's no other items on our agenda. I just want to thank everyone for attending tonight and making the meeting possible.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
And we'll take a motion to adjourn.
Well, before we do, when are you starting, Jason? When are you opening for business?
Who knows? Within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we just got to get through. We got through fire and building, so we're just going through liquor and health department.
Very good.
Yeah, I have good timing, right? Middle of a pandemic, opening a restaurant.
you're on the back end. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully, if I make it that long, I'll let you know, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Hi.
Good night, everyone. Thank you again.
Hi. Have a good night. Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Time is 5:50 p.m.